The goal of the Ban the Box Dane County campaign is to pass an ordinance that would remove the box on job application forms that asks job seekers if they have ever been convicted of a felony. The Milwaukee County Board has just passed a similar ordinance, joining 26 other cities and counties across the country and 6 states where the ban is already in effect. Wayne Murphy served 8 years in prison for sexual assault. He says he's sure the felon box on job application forms has prevented him from getting interviews for jobs he's qualified for.
I've worked all of my life, minus those 8 years, but then I worked in prison as well with Badger State Industries. I got an associate degree. I taught myself Spanish. And, of course, I wrote my novels. So the box would have at least gotten me 50% more interviews, if not a job.
Backers of banning the box say removing it won't prevent employers from doing background checks, but it will allow newly released prisoners the chance to tell their stories face-to-face in a job interview. Jerome Dillard of Madison is an ex-convict who works for the group Voices Beyond Bars.
I know that there's advantages of individuals getting before an employer, having an opportunity to talk about their convictions and what they gained while they were in prison, what they learned from that mistake.
If successful, the current campaign would bar city and county departments from including the felony box on application forms, but ex-felons will still continue to face the box on many forms for jobs in private businesses. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.